last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Global expertise with local vision. Offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick and now open in Cork.
Ian Guider of the Business Post is with us. And I suppose the sales of electric cars have been in reverse somewhat a little bit this year. But ironically, at a time just when the Greens are dumped out of government. Tell us about what's happened to electric car sales for the month of November.
Evening, Matt. Well, these are figures from the Society of the Motor Industry in Ireland looking at all car sales in November. But they point out for the first time in 9 months, pure electric vehicle sales have risen up by 60% in November. Now, November isn't a very big month for car sales. So they point out that that increase of 60% still means that 516 electric vehicles were sold. But as I said, that's the first increase so far pretty much this year. And the head of the Society for the Motor Industry in Ireland saying that in the next programme for government, there really does need to be a targeting of incentives to ensure that people get back to buying electric vehicles in the numbers they were in previous years, talking about having the need for incentives to improve the charging infrastructure and to encourage vehicle owners to switch over. And they point out that even after that increase in November, you're still looking at, so far this year, electric vehicle sales down by nearly a quarter on 2023, which was a high watermark for EV sales. So whatever's been happening earlier on this year, people just decided to switch off buying electric cars and move back into either hybrids or back into petrol cars. Overall this year, the Society for the Motor Industry is saying that overall car sales, notwithstanding that dip in November or that increase in November for electric vehicles, up by around 1% on the year. So we've got 122,000 cars sold. December isn't really a big month. It'll all be about January, the body is saying, looking at what happens when the new reg plates come in, 251 cars. Will people start getting back to purchasing electric vehicles in the numbers they were in previous years? I don't think anybody believes that target of almost a million electric vehicles on the road by the end of this decade is going to be hit. But at the numbers they have been going at so far this year, we will be way, way, way short of that figure.
Tell us a little bit. Cost of living was a major issue for many people in deciding how to cast their votes. But tell us about the latest data suggesting that average wages have risen substantially ahead of inflation in the third quarter of the year.
Yeah, these are figures from the Central Statistics Office today, covering July, August and September, and measuring pay rates compared to that period a year earlier. And it finds across all sectors of the economy, the average pay increase was 5.3%. Average weekly earnings were up to €955. But if you look at some sectors of the economy, pay increases are running well above that average. So in construction, it was up by 6% year on year. In education, it was up by 7.6%. And in the tech sector, even after all of the job losses we've had amongst some multinationals, pay rates or average pay wages were up by 8.7%. The average weekly wages in the tech sector, just over €1,600 per week. Now, that average increase of 5%, that's way ahead of where inflation has been. If you look at the start of this year, inflation was running at around 4%. It's now fallen to just under 1%. So people are getting a real terms pay increase out there. And we spoke about this on Friday when we saw that AIB pay deal that it agreed with its workers. Inflation is down, and yet the pay increases are still running well above that. Many employers would have hoped that with inflation coming down, the type of pay rises they're having to give employees out there would come down a little bit. I think what's really happening here, and the CSO data shows what really is the underlying issue, is the shortage of workers. The job vacancy rate in this country is just 1.3%. We have a real struggle for many people in many sectors to find staff. They're having to bring in many people from abroad, and they're having to pay up to get those people in and to keep existing employees. So I think that come the next negotiations for many employees in many different companies and even in the public sector, you're probably looking at average pay increases next year of over 4%, which will be a real gain.
One final one. Intel is such a major employer and tax contributor to this country that it's always worth keeping an eye on. So tell us about the latest development of the struggling company involving its chief executive.
Well, its chief executive, Pat Gelsinger, is retiring. They announced today that he has agreed to step down immediately. He's only been in the job for 3 years. He joined Intel or rejoined Intel in 2021. But such is the dire issues facing Intel that they have decided that they need new leadership. He's stepping down immediately. He's being replaced on an interim basis by two people, two internal employees, and the chairperson is also going to be taking a more hands-on role. They have started the process to find a successor. But I think, Matt, what's happening with Intel is going to be beyond the powers of just one person to fix it. It used to be the world's biggest supplier of semiconductor chips for computers and laptops, and it's fallen so far behind in what is the new hot sector of semiconductors, which is chips for artificial intelligence. And if you look at Intel's share price today, it's up by around 4% on that news that Pat Gelsinger is retiring. It's valued at $105 billion. NVIDIA, the market leader in artificial intelligence semiconductor chips, is valued $3.5 trillion, 35 times more than Intel. And that has all happened over the space of a couple of years because Intel, while it is a huge company, a huge employer and investor in Ireland, it has fallen way behind. And I think no matter who comes in, they are not going to have the powers to reverse what has happened. I think NVIDIA and a couple of other companies have dominated artificial intelligence, and they're not going to cede that ground back to Intel over the coming years. So it will be really important for us here in Ireland to watch what happens. We do know there has been cost cutting at Intel. There's been voluntary redundancies. And of course, earlier on this year, they sold off a 49% stake in part of their Irish operations called Fab24 to a private equity firm for $11 billion. That shows you the pressure Intel has been under. And the more the share price lags other companies out there, where does it find the money to start investing in the modern chip production it needs to catch up?
Thank you very much, Ian Gardner from The Business Post.
The last word with Life Pharmacy, your local pharmacy that is always here to help. Life Pharmacy, live better together.